Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Better Medicare Alliance.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We got through about half the week before Donald Trump caused an uproar. This time it was his decision to withdraw protections for transgender students. The move underscores three truths about Trump's presidency. First, the power resides at the White House. Trump is not showing deference to his cabinet picks, as many in Washington hoped he would do. Two, Trump is continuing to deliver for his base. This order, which puts him squarely in the middle of the culture wars, will be extremely popular on the right, particularly among evangelicals who came out in big numbers for Trump. Three, Trump is using precious political capital to take on issues many congressional Republicans would rather he ignore. They'd rather him use political capital on passing tax reform or rewriting healthcare laws. As Republicans across the country continue to face screaming constituents back home, Trump choosing to focus on transgender bathrooms doesn't give them anything to say to people worried about losing their health care.
There is a lot of buzz this morning about Rex Tillerson and how the State Department has been sidelined. The Washington Post has a story on the State Department and Tillerson being benched in the early days of Trump's administration. And our colleague Holly Tusey has the scoop on how Tillerson is instructing aides to put together a plan to increase his media profile. While Tillerson is struggling to increase his political standing, Annie Carney has the scoop on Trump's open-door Oval Office policy. Senior aides with walk-in privileges to the Oval Office include Chief Strategist Steve Bannon, Senior Policy Advisor Stephen Miller, Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, Jared Kushner, Kellyanne Conway, Don McGahn, Hope Hicks, and Keith Schiller, Trump's longtime private security aide who followed him to the White House. Other regular Oval Office visitors include Press Secretary Sean Spicer, Gary Cohn, and Deputy Chief of Staff for Operations Joe Hagan.
One ally Trump can't seem to get enough of is New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Politico's Josh Dossie and Eli Stokels have the scoop on how Trump offered Christie the Secretary of Labor spot last week. Christie turned down the offer and reportedly is in consideration to host an afternoon sports radio show on WFAN in New York. In the juice this morning, former President Barack Obama, who's been pretty quiet since Donald Trump won the presidency, hosted an open house last night for a few dozen White House alumni at his West End office. Spotted in the crowd, former Veep Joe Biden, Dennis McDonough, Susan Rice, Cecilia Munoz, among others. Paul Ryan headed to San Francisco yesterday after his day-long tour of the Texas-Mexico border. The Washington Post's Bob Costa will guest host PBS's Washington Week on Friday. This week is the 50th anniversary of the program, which first aired in February 1967.
And we've got a sneak peek on what Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker will say about his experiences with protesters this morning at CPAC. He is going to urge lawmakers to stand up to protesters. Sign up for Politico Playbook at politico.com/playbook.